From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting as the death toll rises, rescue and recovery operations continue in Nepal. The death toll from Saturday's earthquake in Nepal has risen to nearly 5,500 people, officials said Thursday, as teams continued digging through rubble and aid groups worked to get much-needed supplies to survivors. Rescuers in Kathmandu, the capital, pulled a teenage boy from the remains of a building some 5 days after the magnitude 7.8 quake trapped him inside. A crowd in the area cheered as rescue workers hurriedly carried the boy out on a stretcher toward a vehicle. VOA correspondent Steve Herman visited the village of Majagan, northeast of Kathmandu, where he said people are dealing with the destruction of every building along the major loss of their livestock. He said they're also not getting much outside help.
There has been scant and fleeting presence in this part of the country. We were told that a team of about five Singaporeans stopped by yesterday to give first aid. They were here for less than 20 minutes, and that has been it so far here in this particular village on the banks of the Indrawati River.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos is due to arrive in Nepal Thursday for a three-day visit to assess relief operations. Vietnam is holding a parade to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the military victory that ended the Vietnam War and reunified the country under communist rule. Top officials looked on Thursday. Thousands flag-waving Vietnamese soldiers, vets, and others marched toward the center of Ho Chi Minh City. This is VOA News. The governments of South Korea and China are criticizing Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for failing to issue what they view as an adequate apology for his country's past atrocities in their countries. In a speech Wednesday to the U.S. Congress, Prime Minister Abe expressed deep repentance over Japan's imperialist past and said Tokyo must not ignore the suffering caused by its wartime behavior.
Our actions brought suffering to the peoples in Asian countries. We must not avert our eyes from that.
However, the Japanese leader failed to repeat the language used in official apologies by previous Japanese prime ministers, instead saying he will uphold the views of his predecessors. The speech did not satisfy many Koreans and Chinese who accused the conservative Japanese leader of minimizing Tokyo's role in past misdeeds, including Japan's sexual slavery of Asian women during World War II. Another day of protest in the city of Baltimore over the death of a young black man while in police custody ended peacefully Wednesday as residents observed an overnight curfew imposed after riots broke out earlier in the week. Community leaders were on hand to encourage protesters to return to their homes before 10 p.m. curfew took effect. Hours earlier, more than 1,000 demonstrators marched through downtown Baltimore from the city's main train station to City Hall and back again. Baltimore's police commissioner described the protest as extremely peaceful. Russian space officials declared an unmanned space station cargo ship a total loss Wednesday when it spun out of control shortly after launch from Kazakhstan. Officials said they spent a day unsuccessfully trying to contact the ship in orbit. They say the vessel will fall back toward Earth within the next week and harmlessly burn up in the atmosphere. It is unclear why the flight failed. The cargo ship was to have brought food and other supplies to the International Space Station. However, the crew is in no danger, we're told, and has plenty of essentials until the next scheduled launch in June. This is the second cargo flight to fail over the past year. A ship was destroyed in October when its rocket exploded on a launch pad in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia. A day after the Nigerian army celebrated the rescue of 200 girls and 93 women in the forest stronghold of Boko Haram, the army spokesman says more women and children believed to have been abducted by the Islamic extremists were rescued as firefights broke out there. Several lives were lost, including that of a soldier and a woman during the shootouts. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.